Well, hello, all you regenerative agriculture fans out there. There are millions of people who live in urban environments, have zero yard, maybe mobility issues, no time, or they simply lack a green thumb. And if you're not one of those people, you surely have a loved friend or family member who fits this description. I know I do. So today I'm talking with Philip Hartman, inventor and CEO of InstaFarm, the world's first soil-based, fully recyclable and compostable microgreen robotic countertop microfarm. That's a mouthful. He's in Colorado and has invented this cool little machine so that fresh, nutrient-dense, beyond organic food, really as fresh as it gets, only travels from harvest in your house to your plate in less than a minute. I'm Judith Farrell Horvath, shepherdess and owner at Fairhill Farm in Lancaster, Ohio. I share stories of struggle and success from regenerative ranchers, farmers, and adjacent entrepreneurs, because I believe that an interconnected network of regenerative farms is key to living soils, resilient food supply chains, nutrient-dense food, all available locally. It's up to us here today to ensure an earth that future generations deserve to inherit. If you like this podcast, please like, subscribe, or follow. It helps us to keep the content flowing and helps others to be able to find us too. This episode is brought to you in part by FOOP, organic bioscience, plant food, cloning gel, liquid nutrients, inoculated biochar, and foliar spray, all certified organic, living bundles of micronutrients, macronutrients, a spectrum of beneficial bacteria, microbes, and 11 different strains of mycorrhizae, all in one product. Listeners can enjoy a 10% discount at checkout when you use code REGEN. So visit thefoop.com, that's thefoop.com, and don't forget code REGEN, REGEN, at checkout. And now, enjoy the interview. Welcome, Philip. Welcome to Fair Hill.
Thank you. It is great to be here, Judith. And yeah, super great to have this conversation with you.
Yeah. Could you introduce yourself and tell some people about who you are and what you're up to?
Absolutely. Yes. Well, first off, it's an honor to be here on the Fair Hill podcast with you. And I've listened to some of it and I've just really enjoyed what I've listened to and a lot of the folks that have been on here so far. So super excited about that. My name is Philip Hartman and I'm based out of Northern Colorado. And Colorado native, grew up here, and I'm the president of InstaFarm. InstaFarm is based here in Colorado. The InstaFarm is the world's only automated countertop soil-based farm. So what that means is there's a lot of products out there that are sort of these countertop things that can do hydroponic stuff, and you sort of put this brown liquid in there. What ours is it's a countertop farm. It's not hydroponic, it's soil-based. And so you take the lid off of our pre-filled trays. They come with the soil and the seeds in them. Mm-hmm. And you place it in the machine, and then the machine goes around and detects the tray. It detects the temperature and humidity of the room, and it measures the height of the tray every 90 minutes in order to automate soil-based growing. And so right now we're focused on microgreens because microgreens are super nutrient-dense. They have a lot of a packed of nutrition. So we're focused on that. But right now our machine grows microgreens, but we're also working on other future things like mushrooms and garden starters. And so this whole regenerative space is something that we're super passionate about and really excited about. That's why we spent a long time developing this soil-based system. But yeah, Philip Hartman. And yeah, super glad to be here on the show with you.
Thanks. So this is really interesting to me. So it's a device that sits on your counter. And what is it, like 26 inches tall or something like that?
So it's actually 17 and a half. So it can fit underneath most like cabinets on the countertop. Right. It's 6 inches deep, so it doesn't take a lot of space. Countertop space is precious, right? We want to be super, we really want to make it compact for people to make it easy for them.
So it stays back against a wall, right? So you don't need sunshine for it? Does it provide the light?
That's right. So it does provide the light. So it has lights in there that are above each of the rows of plants.
So is it double tier?
It's triple tier, yeah. So it's got, our current unit has 9 different trays in it. So you can be growing up to 9 different types of plants. And the whole idea with 9 is that it provides at least a tray every single day. So a lot of our customers are harvesting a tray of these every day, using them in their smoothies or their sandwiches or salads. Tons. I mean, they're so versatile, right? But the idea that you could sort of give us daily consumable source of fresh superfood nutrition in your diet.
That's really cool. So, do you like harvest one tray and then slap a new one in where you've just harvested the old one, and by the time the ninth day rolls around, you're ready to have the
That's
next one? Is
exactly
that,
right. Yeah.
oh,
Yeah, that's
I
totally
got it
right.
right. I got
Yes.
it
Yeah, no, you're exactly
right.
right. So you pull the tray out. The
Yeah.
bottom is compostable, so you can compost that, and then
Oh,
you
nice.
can either compost the whole thing. The soil is really nutritious. So like we usually recommend people like keep that soil, put it out in your garden. And then if you want, after you've cut off the microgreens, you can actually you replant those and a full-size plant will grow up. But yeah, that's it's super simple. You take one tray out, you harvest it, and then you just take the lid off the other tray and you stick it in, and 9 days later. But the machine will recognize, oh, this is a new tray,
Oh, neat.
and it will adjust the watering algorithm for that new tray. And so it waters each tray independently in order to optimize the growth for that specific plant.
Oh my gosh. So it's like a little desk, it's like a little kitchen top microgreen robot
Totally.
device
Yeah. So there's a
tray
little robotic
thing.
head. It
Oh my
looks super pretty.
gosh.
So it's like very ergonomic and so on, but
Yeah,
there's
I
just
saw
like
the
this tiny
picture. It
little
looks so
robotic
space
head.
agey. It looks so cool. It's so
Yeah.
like slick and modern. It looks like it's like,
Yeah.
I don't know, and like the edge of Star Trek, and like some picture, and like the background of, you know, they're growing, you know, microgreens in space, and it looks like
Yeah, we
that.
were
It's
sort of going for like
beautiful.
the, you know, modern but farmhouse and simple sort of design. It's open. So actually our original design had it was closed, like it had doors on it. And we opened up the shelves so that because there's a lot of research actually around this idea, and it's actually intuitive, you don't need research on it. But this idea that you're gonna eat what's easy to access and you're gonna desire to eat what's easy to access. So like we like people to stick it right on their countertop because you see this green, you see it growing, you see its life, it's vibrant, it's beautiful. And you go, oh, I want to stick that in my smoothie, or it's so easy just to make sure you're getting all this nutrition. And then, you know, if you're gonna eat junk food, stick that deep in the cabinet. Don't stick that on your countertop. You know, have your fruit and your vegetables, you're healthy. So we sort of did it that way in order for people to engage. It's also a really cool way for children to watch things grow and sort of engage with that.
So they can see it every day. They can see like these little greens going from like just barely peeking out of the dirt to like growing, do 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 do. Like I think we all
Yes.
did science classes, you know, where you all had to like start a sunflower or like a bean plant or a pea plant or something. So they get to see this on their own kitchen.
Exactly. Yeah. So every tray has a thousand, about 1,000+ seeds in it. Obviously, depending upon some of the bigger seeds that have less, but they average about 1,000 seeds. And you just watch it. Like there's a time lapse actually on our YouTube channel, and you can watch it grow over a 7 day period because it's ready to harvest usually by day 6 or 7. And it's just, you know, when you, a lot of people actually, if you look at like how to grow microgreens, most people online teaching about it are going to say the soil you use, the nutrition of the soil doesn't matter. It's just like a grow medium. But we've studied dozens and dozens. I mean, we've studied hundreds of combinations of nutrition, and all organic stuff, not like adding in any fertilizer or anything like that. There's none of that added. But we've studied hundreds of combinations of soil and seeds and watering to really refine it. And we found that the nutrition of the soil massive it's massive impact on the growth of the plant
Of course.
and the nutrition in the plant. So that's sort of that's actually why we do the pre-packed trays, is because if you just go grab any soil, you're not gonna have the same sort of end result. And at the end of the day, what we care about is getting nutrition. It's sort of like a living multivitamin. So you think about, like, you picture the lifespan of a multivitamin. It started bad ones that start as a chemical. Okay, let's take those out. Good ones that start as a vegetable, or maybe an animal. Let's say it's beets for iron. Let's say. So we take the organic beets, and hopefully they're fresh. They pulverize them, dehydrate them, make them into a powder, and then at that point they've lost a lot of their enzymes and stuff. So now they add stuff back in. And then they put it in a pill, and then it sits for a long time, then it sits in a bottle for a long time, then it comes to you and sits for a long time, or if a store. And finally, you take it, and you've lost a huge amount of the value that was in that. You should have eaten the original beet. Now, the problem is you don't know what was in that beet. Was it
That's
good
fair.
soil? Was it bad? We don't really know. That beet came from some farm, and organic, obviously you know this, I'm preaching to the choir on this, but organic mostly means what's not in something, which is good. I'm glad that
The
my food doesn't have.
label conveys that. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Like, I'm glad that organic means that I don't have Roundup in my food, right? That's good. But it doesn't tell me what is in my food. Like, it doesn't tell
It's
me
true.
the nutritional value. So that's where we see it almost as our goal as a company is to grow or to help automate the growth of the most nutrition dense foods possible, almost like a growing multivitamin. But they get the fresh living thing of all the living enzymes. And so that's what we've built with that.
That's really cool. So I know that microgreens are like a superfood, like all of them, because
Yes.
once the seed has first sprouted, it's the bioavailability and the extreme explosiveness of nutrition that happens right when that plant is first just sprouted and it's changed from the
Yes.
seed into a living little seedling, little squirt, right? So
Yes.
it's a new
Yep.
little thing. And I know that that is like a super nutrient burst. So
Yes.
that's why microgreens are such a superfood. So you have found a way to make that super uber freshness of microgreens available to people whenever they want on your little
Yes.
countertop. And so that's really cool, 'cause when I read about growing microgreens and things, they talk about, oh, you have to have a certain amount of pressure, you have to have dark, you have to have
Yeah.
light, you might use a cocoa mat, might use this
Yeah.
other thing, this whole hassle thing. But it sounds like you've solved that and you've got it all worked
Yeah.
out into a formula. So how
That's
big are
right.
these little trays? How much does that,
So
like, what's your
there,
volume?
yeah, so a tray, they're about 4 inches by 4 inches.
That's little.
And
Okay.
then they are about maybe an inch and a quarter deep, if that sort of gives you a picture of it. And so back to your point, just to articulate as well what you're saying, that's exactly right. There's all this density of nutrition, so up to 40 times the nutrition density of the adult counterpart,
40? Oh, I
up to
didn't know it was that
40,
high.
yeah.
Oh my goodness,
And
I didn't realize
then,
it was that high. Yeah.
yeah, it's a ton of nutrition. So this is the most nutrient dense phase of a plant. So a lot of
Yeah.
people confuse the sprout with the micro, or ask like the question, like, what is the sprout? What's a microgreen? Because people sprout in jars at home, which is great. You want to be careful because the bacteria can start growing if you're not
Yeah.
careful, but you want to do it well. But you can sprout. And so the thing about a sprout is there's no soil. So the sprout is just taking the nutrition from a seed, whereas in the microgreen stage, it's actually taken up nutrition from the soil at that point. And the microgreen stage is when it has the first initial two leaves. And generally, then other leaves will replace those leaves in the long-term maturity of that plant. And so it's sort of what you notice is it grows to a microgreen very quick, and then it stalls out for a while as it sort of those leaves start to die off, these other leaves start to grow, and the plant is preparing to grow itself to the next stage. And so you have this huge nutrition density right at that point. And
Okay.
that's the stage of a microgreen. There's been a lot of studies. John Hopkins did over 1,000 studies, I believe it was, on
Oh my
broccoli
goodness.
specifically.
Wow.
And because of there's certain, it's called a precursor to something called sulforaphane, which is a compound that they were looking at for fighting cancer. There's all sorts of different studies that have been done on some of these different microgreens and their use as a superfood.
That's really cool. So what sort of things can you grow as a microgreen? I guess it's not just
Yeah.
broccoli or lettuce then, or beans, right? So what is it?
It's not, yeah. So there's actually a lot of different plants. We've done over 40 varieties,
Oh my
and
goodness.
we have not launched 40 varieties, but
Okay.
we've experimented with over 40 varieties. We have a lot more plans to do more in the future. So right now, we offer broccoli is probably the most popular one because of that sulforaphane is a really big deal. A lot of people know about it, and because of John Hopkins' research in it, I think there's just enough sort of notoriety behind it, but that one's really popular.
It
We
tastes
have
good
a
too.
couple of like salad and smoothie blends, and those have like red cabbage in them and kohlrabi in them. Those are super popular. Kale is another one that's really popular. You know, kale as a full-sized plant is quite challenging on the digestive system.
Yeah.
You get a lot of fiber, but it's a very challenging
Indeed.
plant. And sometimes people don't like it for that reason too, right? Like you
Yeah.
start eating it and it can be uncomfortable to eat. And so This is sort of that micro version where you're getting a really nutrient dense, but it's very easy on the digestive system.
Because it's still
And then this
tender and
is,
young.
yeah, it's very tender, very small, and very easy to digest. Arugula is really popular. Arugula's, it's like a full size arugula, but it, I think the flavors may be a little more pure. I think it's how I would describe it. It's got like a really, arugula's got that spice. Like we love those on sandwiches and soups and things. Mustard is another one that we have. That one's a popular one. Mustard almost tastes like a very mild wasabi. So it's got this sort of kick. So a lot of people eat it with like soups or stir fries or meats and things like that. Chia is another one that we have. And so that's another popular one. Chia actually is not my favorite flavor. But it's like love it or hate it. I don't love it very much personally, but a lot of our customers are like, that's my favorite one. And so that's great. But it can actually add a sort of a nice flavor, like a smoothie or things like this as well. And so those are, I think I touched on at least the main ones that we're growing at this point. There's a lot of other plants out there. Like we've tested beets, different herbs like cilantro and basil and chives. Those are some things we'll be launching in the future. We've done a lot of like mung beans and Brussels sprouts. Both of those make great one. Another one we're working on is flowers, to be able to grow flowers in it. So like micro nasturtium is really good.
What?
Yeah, so
Micro
nasturtium's
nasturtium.
fantastic. It's like these beautiful little leaves that sort of, they're quite large actually, the leaves, but they're really beautiful. And of course, any of these, then you can take transplant and either the roots after you've eaten the microgreens or the full plant, and you can and then grow the full-size plant in a pot or something like that.
So you just snip off most of it and you leave a couple designated survivors and then you put them out in your garden.
So we actually don't leave any survivors when we do it. We just snip it. Like we literally take the tray that you would usually be just throwing in the compost or something like this, and we just plant the whole thing, and it will just regenerate and grow back up. So it's sort of
Even that
like,
young that you cut it off, it still
yeah,
grows?
yep, it still grows. And so it's like upside, it's like regenerative, upcycling your
It
microgreens. So
is.
yeah, because it's soil-based, again, it's got this root mass that's really healthy. That's able to support it. Whereas like if you have hydroponics, you just have roots hanging in water, right? So you can't, but you can't do that with hydroponics like you can with soil.
That's cool. So none of this actually goes in the trash. It goes out in the backyard.
That's right.
That's
Yep, that's right.
beautiful.
So a lot of folks during the summer will they'll just sort of have a cycle where they're eating their microgreens every day, but then they have baby or full size cabbage and arugula and all these plants, kale and so on, but they're now using throughout the summer as well. So it sort of creates this cycle of just a lot of, we know that Americans don't eat enough greens. Very few people do. And the thing is, if you're getting it from a grocery store, some may be great and some are going to be awful. You just don't know. And so, if you have a farmer's market, like something like that, that's great. But we just don't really know what's in our food in terms of when we're buying it from a store.
That's so cool. So talk about how you came up with this idea. Like, where was the genesis of this whole idea?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I said, I grew up here in Northern Colorado. My family, there were 10 of us siblings, so I had 9 siblings, and we were always, we had sort of a farmstead where we grew up, and we were constantly, we had animals, and so I grew up milking goats, and we had gardening and all sorts of different sort of this whole lifestyle is something that's been very much a part of my wife and my our lifestyle, both of us individually, and then after our married life as well. And so a few years ago, it could be about 4 or 5 years ago, we started doing R&D on soil-based growing. We saw what was going on. So I also have a technology background. So I've spent basically my entire career building products, building everything from we have another company that has like a 1,000-pound robotic solar panel cleaner to some automotive technologies to some, like I've been involved in a bunch of different tech world
Oh
space.
my goodness, you're quite the
And so
inventor. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
so tech is like my background, right? And so I sort of have this, I ran a regenerative farm for a little while. It's sort of a side thing. I grew up with siblings, we traveled a bunch, and so we were taught just to think about health. And so this is just like a passion, right? My wife and I, we don't eat processed food in our house. We certainly may at somebody else's house or when we're out and about, but We don't buy processed food for our house, and so this is just part of our lifestyle, right? This is how we live, is we want to live healthy and we want to steward our bodies well. And so it's always been a passion. So 4 or 5 years ago, we started studying, and we said all this money is going into hydroponics and vertical farming. Like, we're talking like probably trillions of dollars at this point.
Oh, it's crazy how
And we
much.
just looked at it and we felt like, I don't see lettuce growing in ponds out in nature. And I don't feel that great that the guy in the white coat is deciding what goes in my food. Because that's the case. If you're growing in water, which is hydroponics, whatever nutrition they add is the nutrition you're getting. Whatever's in the seed plus whatever they add, that's it. So you're not, there's so many minerals in the soil that why would they be motivated to put those in there if they're just looking at a spreadsheet and saying, how much money can we make off of this many pounds of produce? Which is what it
Interesting.
is. It's just purely a calculation for them. And so we began looking at it and said, we believe in soil-based growing. And then we started looking and becoming aware of microgreens and the power of microgreens, as well as mushrooms at the same time and looking at those. And so sort of looking at these different pieces, so we started growing and we built a lot of different robotic machines. I mean, it was, our first machine was, it would have been like a 100-tray unit. So it was like 8 inches deep, but it was like the size of a refrigerator. So it was huge.
Oh my goodness,
And
that's a lot.
you could grow like 100 trays. So it'd be like a juice shop or this sort of a thing. And so, but what we did is because of that, we could learn a ton because we could have 100 different types of soil going on there. And we could have 100 different types of seeds going on. And each tray is monitored separately, right? So we're collecting data on every single tray so that the machine knows how to water them properly. And how to do this. So we spent a lot of time, a lot of money investing into how do we make it super convenient? And a lot of that went into, we wanted to make it one-step process for the end user. Because microgreens, if you look at all the instructions online, like you said, it's like put a bunch of pressure on there and then leave it overnight. And it's like, and like if you've got a couple hours a week to spend growing microgreens, there's like $10 kits you can buy and you can learn how to do it, and it's great. Like, go do that. I encourage you to if you have that time. But we were like, most people don't have that time. So people buy the kits, they do it during COVID, and then COVID's over and nobody's living that way anymore, even though it might be nice. But people are busy again, and all of a sudden all of those things are in the garage or the garage sale. And so we wanted to make it one step where it was easy. The way we said it to ourselves was, it needs to be as easy as sticking food in your fridge. Because I think we can have the ideal of something like, we want to be creating our own food and producing and self-sustaining and having it fresh, but it's not easy. So we wanted to make it super accessible. So that's what we did. We built the product. We launched this product last year on the market. Mostly it's just been word of mouth and organic and people hearing about it. And a lot of people started to hear about it. And it's fun because we'll sell a unit in the middle of nowhere in Montana, and all of a sudden we'll start seeing a bunch of other orders around there popping up, which is sort of fun. So there's units in Europe. At this point, we're not selling to Europe, but there are some units there being tested with some regenerative soil groups there. We've got units in Hawaii and Virgin Islands and all over the USA. And it's been just a really fun journey to see how this is beginning. And I think the most fulfilling thing for us is hearing stories where people say, hey, this is really helping me in this area, or I'm feeling a lot better in this area. And it's just to try and make it practical for people to implement this sort of lifestyle.
That's really cool. I mean, I can see people who are very busy, or they live in a city, or maybe they're elderly, or they're handicapped, or they don't have
Absolutely.
land. This is a real boon for them.
Absolutely. Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
That's really cool. Many years ago, we had one of those aero gardens, and
Yes.
we had the little pods, and we put it in, and we had the nutrients. And I thought, oh, this is so cool. This will be great. And then when it was time to pick the basil, I picked it and I went to put on a pizza, and it was a leaf, but it could have been
Yeah.
lettuce. It didn't have that basil taste. And I
Yeah.
encountered that wimpiness,
Yeah.
that sort of that lack, even though it
Yeah.
looked, and that was my first sort of beginning to comprehend the issue of nutrient density.
Yes.
And that's something that you do not see in hydroponics, that you absolutely see in soil grown things. So I am really pleased to see that you took that into account as you were designing this product. Intentionally so. It sounds like, you know, you're very,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It took us a long time.
Okay.
Because hydroponics is easy. All you do is pump water. Like I can put a pump into a bowl and do hydroponics, right?
Yeah. So
this was, it took us a long time to learn it, but we're really thankful because we feel like it's, we feel like it's the right thing. And it, that's why we did it, was we believe it's actually going to be helping people with nutrition and food, as opposed to just producing something that certainly may help somebody. I wouldn't say there's never a place for hydroponics or something like that.
Yeah.
But certainly there's concerns about what nutrition is going to end up in our plants.
Absolutely. So this takes care of the watering for you and everything. So you don't have to worry about overwatering or underwatering. So if you go away for the weekend, your little greens are going to be waiting for you when you get back.
That's right. So yeah. Cool. So you can fill it up. The tank lasts about once a week. You need to fill it up.
Oh my gosh. I can go on vacation. I can put fresh trays in, go on vacation, come home, and I got greens waiting for me.
Come back and they're ready. Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So you just fill it up. It's like, the tank is magnetic. So you just stick it on and it sticks on there.
Okay.
And very, very simple to use. To set up the unit takes about 2 minutes. You just put the trays in and push the button. So when people get one, we recommend they put, like you mentioned it earlier, like they put a couple trays in at a time. Yeah. Otherwise, they end up with like 9 trays all ready to harvest at the exact same time. So they can sort of get into this cycle of having a tray ready or 2 trays ready every day, sort of thing. But yeah, self-waters, all of that. And it adjusts to the room. So obviously, if you're, you know, if you don't heat your house and it's always 40 degrees, they're not going to grow.
Okay.
But even if it gets cool at night, that's okay. We found that's fine. What the machine does is, of course, we're not heating it or producing that controlled environment, but we're responding to it. So the machine is measuring the temperature and humidity in the room that it's in every 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that it says, oh, okay, it's a little bit cooler, therefore the plant's going to grow a little bit slower, so it's going to water a little bit less. It's just an illustration. And so it's going to look at that plant and the needs of that plant, as well as the environments in and customize it to that plant.
That's really cool. So how is this being received on the market? When was it released and how are your sales going?
Yeah, it's going very well. So like I said, mostly up till date, it's been mostly organic growth and sort of word of mouth, and working with, you know, folks like yourself to help spread the word and these sort of things. It's gone really well. I think we've had almost no issues. People are very happy. It's very easy. And, you know, for us, a lot of people have this idea that like you launch a business and just grow as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
For us, we see it as more of, we want to lay the best foundation possible.
Mm-hmm.
But as we grow, we can really continue to take good care of customers. To us, like our team and the customer support, mm-hmm. and making sure that we're supporting customers so that they're always having the results that we want is really, that's important to us. And so that sort of that consistency of results is important to us. But it's going really well, actually. Honestly, we were a little bit nervous when we launched, because you start shipping out units that you've tested in a few different environments all over the country and hundreds of different environments. And it's gone phenomenally well. That the algorithm that we wrote and tested, obviously, as much as we could, has worked really well. Customers love it. We have a lot of customers saying like, hey, I'm thinking about getting a second unit because our family's eating so many trays that we need a second one. And so that's been pretty cool to start to see those reviews. And so far, I think we're 100% 5-star reviews. And so we've just received a lot of really good feedback, a lot of people sharing testimonies about how it's helping them. Or like one of the things we have is we have a number of like health practitioners' offices around the country where they have an Instafarm in their office.
Neat.
And they're sitting there growing and handing out trays. So like one practitioner told me recently, she said, hey, we have this autistic boy who won't eat any greens. Like we just can't get him to eat any. And they said he watched the microgreens grow and now he's eating them. Like he wants to eat. That's something with children, right? Any gardening, like get your kids involved with growing.
Mm.
Get them involved with their food. Cause like my kids, honestly, they love eating their microgreens. They love eating stuff from the garden. They don't actually love greens that much that come from a store. They're not that excited about them. But they'll sit there and eat, you know, like our 2-year-old will sit there and eat an entire tray of microgreens because he just loves them. And so it's a really great way to get your kids involved with food is they get to watch it grow. They almost have a sense of maybe buy-in or skin in the game or something. I don't know exactly what it is, but they see it happening and they're engaged. So like hearing those stories where, oh, this autistic boy is, or there's been another story where they're actually grinding it up and feeding it to someone through a feeding tube,
Oh my
who is having all sorts
goodness.
of just things like that. To me, hearing those stories of how it's helping people is pretty exciting.
That must be really meaningful.
It is. That's why we did it. I mean, at the end of the day, obviously it's a business, but we've done lots of businesses, and who cares that much if it's just another business, right? To us, I think it's what sort of meaningful impact is this having on people around us and the community that we're growing. For us, that's a real blessing to be a part of that.
That's beautiful. And when did you first put this out? When was the first InstaFarm machine available for sale?
So we first started delivering, it would have been like last, I think the first units were delivered like March 31st of last year.
Oh, so
So
we're very like 13
basically 1 year
months or
ago.
so. Yeah, one
Yep.
year, a little bit more
Yeah,
than that.
that's right.
Oh, wow. So, and there's a subscription that goes with the people can sign up
That's
for.
right. Yep, that's right. So people
Neat.
can buy trays a la carte, or they can sign up for subscription and just get them mailed to their house every single month. So they come to their house, they're shelf stable, right? Because it's just soil and seeds. So you just keep them in your pantry, and they last a long time, and then you stick them in an InstaFarm and they grow when you're ready.
How long can you hold on to your trays before you have to sprout them or before they're not good?
So we will guarantee them for 6 months from when you purchase them.
Oh, that's great.
You probably could keep them for years. Like we have trays that we've kept for years. So basically it's just your seed viability is going to go down over time,
Sure.
just like any other seeds, right?
Yeah,
So
yeah.
we guarantee 6 months. But certainly they probably would last a lot longer than that. And you know, since we have like 1,000 seeds in a tray, if your viability goes down 5% or 10%, you're not even going to notice in
Yeah.
terms of the end product
That makes
that you're
sense.
getting.
Yeah. That is really cool. So you also mentioned that you're doing research.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
From
the research is a
Switzerland or
whole different
something.
aspect.
Yeah. What are you doing?
So, you know, we have a big interest in research on our side, and of course we're a small company, so you have to take some of this off bite size. But we've begun a lot of this. We have some units being tested in Switzerland right now for like nutritional level, these sort of things. Our end goal is to say how much nutrition can we get into these microgreens over a 7 day period to make them as nutritionally dense as possible. And so that's through healthier soil, basically, right? Healthy soil, and then as well as the health and growing conditions and how we're controlling it to make sure that we're making as much nutrition as we can for people. So that's our end goal. And so we started doing some testing in that regard with third party groups who are looking at it. We also are doing testing, like for example, we have some athletes right now who are like Olympic level athletes, and they're starting to test it with like sports performance and some of these aspects of it. So there's that aspect of it, like testing the impact of it on people. And we're getting ready to do one with an endurance athlete that's sort of fun, where we're actually looking at doing like blood panel testing as he's doing this to see the impact on him from a physical standpoint. So that's really fun. But then we have the other side of it, which is like the research side. So the InstaFarm is being used, and we're actually working on customizing what we're doing for this, but it's being used in a couple different universities, and it's being used by some different folks for research in order to help learn how we can improve our soil health and learn about how we can improve those early stages of a plant really impact the later stages of growth. And so you think about like a baby, and you think about how much of a baby's health is determined at such a young age,
Oh.
even in the womb. And so in a similar way, the early days of a plant can really impact the long-term health of that
Yeah,
plant.
I'm
And
sure.
so there's a lot of research that's being done around that. Obviously, we're not necessarily doing all of that in-house, but working with other groups who are looking at some of these different areas of like how do we grow our healthy biome in our soil so that we have a really thriving biome in our soil. They're using the instrument for that. And so there's some different things like that, where it's being more used as a research tool. And what's great is because it's such a controlled environment, we're collecting this data on the plants, we're able to learn a lot about how the plants are interacting with the soil, how the soil is doing in terms of its nutrition from a plant. And with all of that is with the goal of helping to improve soil health. So we're sort of using or leveraging what we've built as a consumer product to also help on more of the regenerative, bigger agriculture, whether that's farmsteads or even, bigger farms, to say, how can we help improve soil health there as well?
Wow, so you could even do like a mega micro farm, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Which is
So we
sort of
and we plan to
silly,
do that.
but for like commercial growers, would that be like your next step? I mean, I'm getting ahead of, I think everything's possible in my mind, you're paying the bills, but
Yes, yeah, that's right. No, absolutely. I mean, we have a large one, not for sale today, but we have built them.
Oh, neat.
We do plan to. We have some restaurants that are using the InstaFarm. We even have some folks who are like growing them for animals, actually. And so that's like a whole nother
Oh,
side of it because of animal health. So there's that side. But yeah,
fodder.
we
Fodder's a
are
big
planning to do
thing.
a large one for like whether it's restaurants or smoothie shops or more of a commercial setting. So that you can just grow them in that way. Right now, those folks are just using multiple InstaFarms. So they'll have like a shelf, a bunch of InstaFarms on it growing. But we do plan to make some larger capacity units as well. We
That's really.
don't plan to go into, we don't plan for InstaFarm to go into like a commercial growing setting where we're trying to grow a whole bunch of these and sell them at grocery stores. Because what we believe in is really, the way we like to say it is we believe in growing where the food's going to be consumed.
Oh, that makes sense.
So we want it to be where. So if you're going to, now, if you're going to put it in a multivitamin, probably better eat it raw. But if you are going to put it in multivitamin, you should grow it where you're going to do that. So it might be like that sort of thing. Or if you're going to have a smoothie shop and you're going to put microgreens in your smoothie, grow them there. Like that's what we believe in is grow it as close as possible. And that really is across all of our food. I mean, I want it. I want all my food to come from within a very short radius, maybe outside of a few specialty items from overseas or something like this, or maple syrup, right? If I'm in Colorado, we don't grow maple syrup. But for a lot of these other things, we want it to come from very close proximity to us. And so, yeah, we're not necessarily pursuing that big commercial farm model. I don't think we believe necessarily in vertical farming in that sense. Not that somebody couldn't do it well. But that's not what we're after. We'd rather see it produced as close to the plate as possible.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So that makes sense. I mean, in terms of how that fits with your bigger goal for the food where the people are and no travel and nutrient density and high level of freshness and
Yes. Yeah, and
cleanliness.
you didn't think about like, you didn't think about from a waste perspective how much food gets wasted, or even how much, like if you think about from a transportation efficiency standpoint, it doesn't make a lot of, if you think about what is a plant was basically a seed plus the nutrition from a soil plus water. So we're shipping the seed and the soil. Now you can't do that with everything, right? Obviously, hard red wheat or something like this, you can't do that with, right? So of course there's limitations, and we're not trying to provide all food. We're trying to provide sort of this nutritional baseline to invest in long-term health. That's our goal, right? But if you think about it, we're basically shipping like waterlogged food all over our country, and it's a huge amount of transportation waste as well. So if you start to localize your food production, there's a lot of transportation weights that you can get rid of too.
That makes perfect sense. That
So
makes
this
a
is
lot of sense.
some people are growing actually in their homes and then selling to their neighbors and stuff too, which is sort of cool. Like that's a neat if it can spring up a bunch of cottage business industry stuff, like that's cool. That's awesome. That's what we love.
I mean, if I had extras and I had gotten them started and I was going to be out of town, I'd be like, hey, slough some off into
Exactly.
the, well, I mean, Come on, people are going to want to show off their units and, you
Totally.
know, and have someone come over and, oh, that's my countertop farm and you need to buy your own, or here's some of mine, right?
Exactly.
There's some
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
social,
I think
some
we all
social capital
identify with
there.
that. Yeah, we all identify with that desire to, we want to live healthy. We want to live a thriving, vibrant life. I think that's at least 99% of humanity wants that, I think.
And it's just a cool looking gizmo, I gotta tell you. It just looks so slick.
Thanks.
I mean,
Oh, thanks.
I've got a farm, and not everyone is into seeing the chickens running around and then, you know, dealing with that. But greens on the countertop, all day long. That's fantastic.
Thanks. Yeah, we spent a lot of time trying to make it where'd fit into a lot of different styles of kitchens
I bet.
and be something that people would be proud to have on their countertop. Not like, countertop's precious space, right? It's like competitive space. And there's a lot of big, like nobody wants a big microwave on their countertop, or there's so many big items that can go on there. So we really wanted to make it small and sleek and just attractive, beautiful, so that it's something that people want in their space.
Sounds like it doesn't even have to be a countertop so much. Sounds like you could put this on a bookshelf or just any
Totally.
area.
Yeah, totally. And we
It's
do
neat.
plan to do a wall hanging kit eventually. We don't have that
Oh,
today,
what a neat
but
idea.
because it's so thin, right? It's only 6 inches deep.
Yeah, on a
That
shelf.
yes, so you have sort of a food wall that you can make.
Oh my goodness, what a neat idea. So you mentioned that you have other ideas, and you mentioned mushrooms or something earlier.
Yes.
Was that
Yeah. So
before we started? I can't even
mushrooms.
remember now, but you mentioned mushrooms.
Yes, mushrooms. Mushrooms are one of those big areas where there's been a lot of recent research. A lot of, I mean, people are looking into them. And so, like, you've probably heard of like the mushroom coffees that are starting to come out, or like lion's mane powders. Again, it's sort of the same philosophy for us there. Mushrooms are very hard to, they're not shelf stable for most of them, right? Well, they're not shelf stable, I should say that, but they have very short shelf lives. So the mushrooms that we eat from the grocery store today, the reason they're in the grocery store is because they have a shelf life. Or they've got, that's basically why we're using those varieties. And so the big companies aren't, they're not really choosing the mushrooms that are best for our health. They're choosing the mushrooms that are best for shelf life, so they can have them sitting there for a long time.
Oh my
And
gosh.
oftentimes they're not that nice even by the time you get them, they're brown and slimy and all this sort of stuff. So, but then on the flip side, there's a lot of companies who are doing like subscriptions to mushroom powders. So like one of the lion's mane mushroom, lion's mane is a very popular one. And lion's mane is great for cognitive function, meaning for your brain and for helping your brain to function better. And so it's amazing. And I think a mushroom powder, like if you don't have a mushroom powder is great. This one company just got caught. They were selling a mushroom powder and it was just ground up rice. That was it. And so
What is wrong with
again, it sort of
people?
gets back to the point of if you're not eating the whole food, how much are you actually getting? Like, for example, liver, the liver capsules and powders, I'm not against them, but you get like the amount of capsules you need to eat to give the equivalent amount of actual just liver is like this, you're having a handful of capsules. So same idea, right? When you dehydrate it loses a lot of its nutrition. And you don't know what's in it. It's just a powder. So you're basically trusting whoever it is that's putting it together. So we're working on mushroom blocks. We have three different varieties that we're working on. Not sure which ones we're going to launch first, but we're super excited about those. But yeah, you basically place the mushroom block into the InstaFarm, and as soon as 7 to 10 days, they're a little bit less. Like microgreens, I can tell you it will be 7 to 8 days or so, and you're ready to harvest. Mushrooms sometimes take a little bit longer and so on. You place it in there, it waters it, it does everything for you, and you harvest mushrooms. And so we're super excited about that. Like in my family's home, my 6-year-old, my 4-year-old, they love harvesting lion's mane mushrooms from the InstaFarm. And it's just that to me, that's so fun because I know that they're getting this superfood that is helping their brains. And maybe this is more on a philosophical side, but I guess you never know the impact of that. Like I think about what car accident are they not going to be in because their brain's really sharp, or what decisions are they getting? Maybe they're going to make better decisions. I don't know, right? I don't know the future and all these things. But it's sort of fun to think about, I guess, the potential impact of investing into our children's health and our family's health. And Be sort of way. So that's what we're doing. So we're working on that right now. We've grown a really successful in the InstaFarm, and now we're really working on how do we take this and make it for us. We want it to be such an easy customer experience, and just we want there to be an assurance that yeah, you stick it in, it's going to work. That's really important to us. So we built that with the microgreens, and we want to make sure that we're able to deliver that with mushrooms. So that's what we're working on is just for reliability and I'm hoping sometime a little bit later this year we're going to start to launch those. What's cool is so you can actually connect your InstaFarm. You don't have to have it connected to Wi-Fi. It can be connected, and the reason why we did that is so that you can upgrade the software. So from time to time we release free software upgrades. We're not charging for that. It's free. And so when we release mushrooms, for example, people will be able to upgrade their software. You can disconnect it if you want to after that, so you don't have to keep it connected. But you're able to upgrade your InstaFarm so that it can now it can use the new algorithms for new plants that we're offering.
Oh, so it can flip to a different it can flip to a different to mushroom mode maybe from
That's
broccoli
right.
mode.
That's right. And so we'll release the new firmware when we release those. And anybody with an InstaFarm now will be able to upgrade their unit for free to be able to grow mushrooms as well. And it's just basically a
That's
different
cool.
watering. Obviously, you water mushrooms very different than plants. And so we have some other things. We had a doctor that reached out to us a while back and said, "Hey, we are using your microgreen tray to help with women's health issues. And can you guys grow a, or can you guys put together a custom blend for hormone health?" And so yeah, that was a really fun project. And so we haven't launched it. Like if people request it, they could reach out to us and we'll ship it to people. We haven't officially launched on our website, but our hormone health blend is really cool. It's a cool looking blend too. It's got mung beans, which sort of come up and sprout really cool. Got Brussels sprout and a couple other things, but that one's been a lot of fun. And then garden starter kits, that's a big one that we're working on as well. So just, basically integrating this in and helping in different ways. But yeah, mushrooms will be pretty soon, and we're super excited about the nutrient density of those as well.
That's really neat. That's really neat. And I know that as they learn more about different types of mushrooms, oh boy, the opportunities and the possibilities, that's exciting. My
Yes.
husband and I were talking about growing mushrooms, and we found that they have like these neat little plugs now. You can go out, and if you find the right kind of log, like we've got
Yes.
woods on our farm,
Yes.
so you can
Yep.
go out and you can drill the right little plug, and then they're like, oh, you'll start seeing mushrooms within the next year. I'm like, a year? Are you kidding me? I'm
Yeah.
not.
Yeah,
Okay, that's good, but I want a little bit more immediate a little bit more
exactly.
immediate sort of payback on that investment. And this, like, if you get this, if you get this aspect, this other dimension of your product nailed down, that is going to be a winner. That is
Yeah,
awesome.
we're excited. It'll also be a lot more affordable than you can buy these mushroom blocks that you can grow at home. I don't know if you've seen them. And you spray them, and they're cool. Like they're is a cool idea. The problem is, like, I'm not home all day. So if I forget to spray it, then it dries out, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, I messed it up. And you get one mushroom or no mushrooms, and it's sort of frustrating. And then when if you do finally get them, like, I don't need a whole bunch of mushrooms at one time. I just need like a handful of mushrooms at one time. And so we're trying to make it a lot more affordable to people to have access to these really cool, more nutritionally dense mushrooms and sort of more portion sizes. And so people can have a couple portions a week where you plant just like the microgreens, right? You plant it and you can have a few of them going every single week.
That is really cool.
Yes, we're super excited about it.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Wow, I oh my goodness, that would be so neat. Even having like I don't know, maybe even like little teeny root vegetables growing with the little
Yes.
like little teeny salad turnips, the type that you don't have to cook, or teeny little
That would be fun.
radishes or little
Oh,
round
that'd be
carrots or
cool.
something. Oh my
The
gosh.
roots, I mean, if you take
Teeny little.
the plant out of a tray, there's so many roots. I mean, the roots just go wild in that soil. There's these little microfibers that come out. And a lot of people initially confuse them for mold. Mold, I think we've had maybe one or two instances of like real mold growing in one of our machines. In terms of in the plants, it's very rare. But these little micro hairs come out of the roots, And the micro hairs are a really good sign because it's sort of like your gut lining. All
Yes.
those little micro hairs massively increase the surface area of the root, which means they can draw in a bunch of nutrition. So taproots are a bad sign. Like a taproot means your plant is looking for nutrition somewhere else.
Oh.
But those micro hairs are a sign that there's a bunch of nutrition present and it's trying to absorb that nutrition. Does that make sense?
It surely does. That's a neat way of looking at it.
Yeah, so you think about that surface area, this massive surface area, and it can start to absorb all this nutrition through that. And so yeah, roots would be, we haven't thought about roots. That'd be sort of cool though. That'd be we have done like radishes are really good, but not like the you eat the greens, right? Not necessarily the roots themselves. And so
What
you can do the radish
turnips?
greens in them.
Yeah, turnips, turnip greens you eat. So you harvest the
Yes.
greens and then you also eat the root. So turnip
Yes.
greens are like, they're like spinach almost. I love
Yeah.
turnip greens. Yeah.
Yeah, and
And
I
then
think
you
they're
can,
really nutritious for you.
they are, they're really good. They're really good.
Yeah.
They're tasty with some garlic and butter. Oh,
Yes.
I'm hungry now, so this is quite
Yeah,
the
that's right.
conversation. Oh, wow. So this is really neat. So what is the price point for your InstaFarm?
Yeah. So the machine itself starts at 326.
Okay.
And there's a couple different plans you can sign up for. The trays cost $19.95 for a pack of 9 of them. So it's
Okay.
just over $2 a tray. And then
Oh,
we
that's
actually just
good.
launched, yeah, it's we want to make it really affordable.
Well, microgreens are like $5 for a little 4x4 square
Yes.
in the store,
Yeah.
or like $6 even.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. So we wanted to make it like I think compared to a lot of what you see, they're probably a half to a third of the price.
Well, you got to pay for the machine, so that makes sense. That makes
Yes,
sense, though.
that's right. And then we have a program we just recently launched where you can lease an InstaFarm for $17 a month. So like your all-in price, including the lease of the InstaFarm, is about $288 per tray. That includes electricity as well. The electricity cost, it's about 1 cent of electricity per tray grown. Very, very, very little.
Oh,
It ours
goodness.
is like the amount of electricity that our machine uses is slightly over an LED light bulb, if that gives you an idea. Yeah, we want to make it super affordable. And then the big thing, of course, is you can get microgreens a lot of stores now, right? If you can get them from like a local farmer and they're soil grown, that's awesome. Hopefully they harvest them and you get them right away as opposed to later. Because you want to eat them right away. I mean, they say you even start eating them within 10 minutes of harvesting them. But from a store, oftentimes they're moldy. And then they're mostly hydroponic. Like anybody selling big, like tubs of microgreens, they're doing them hydroponically, and so you know right away that you're not getting the same sort of quality in terms of product that you'd be getting. Besides the point that they've been harvested days or weeks before in terms of that freshness.
This is really cool, and I can even see myself using this because I grow all my greens outside, and I also subscribe to a
Yes.
CSA. A friend, another friend farmer of mine, she grows stuff that I don't grow. But in
Yeah.
the wintertime, the
Totally.
CSA stops, and I gotta go to Kroger, and man, that honks me off.
Yep.
I can't stand it. So I could see getting one of these InstaFarms and putting the cover on it for the summer and then pulling it out in the fall and
Totally.
using it through early spring. So it doesn't even have to be because I'm in the inner city or
Yeah.
whatever. It could be
Yeah,
a
that's right.
seasonal thing because then you have your fresh greens year round. Like
That's right.
you grow it
Actually, I think
outside in the off
most
season, you're growing it on your counter. That's awesome.
our original thought was like, oh, people in urban cities, what? And we have people in, New York City or whatever, but I'd say probably the majority of our customers are people that live on land and are in rural areas around the country. I mean, we have people in both, I think for sure, but totally. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing worse than opening up a box of spinach and like finding slimy spinach and wondering what's even in this. Am I doing any good when I'm eating this stuff?
Oh my
So
gosh.
I'm with you there.
Well, that is really cool. I love the concept. So, how do people find your product?
So right now we're just selling online.
Okay.
And so you can find us at instafarm.ag. So AG, so instafarm.ag. We're also on Instagram, so like Instafarm Official. You can definitely follow us there. And yeah, reach out to us. We we're a small business, right? So like family members are working in the business, and we've got a great team, but we make them right here in Colorado as well. So
Oh,
it's
that's
not
good.
like it's not a product made in China that we're bringing in or something like
Oh,
that. We're making it
good.
here in Colorado, and we have an awesome team. So yeah, reach the point there being we're friendly. Reach out. Our customer support team would love to hear from people if they have questions or ideas or collaborations or things like that. We always love to hear from people, whether they're existing people who are customers or new customers or other collaborations or ideas. We'd love to hear from people. So yeah, instafarm.ag is our website.
INSTAFARM dot AG.
That's
Okay.
right.
That's great. And you said that you are also on Instagram and Facebook, and people can follow you
Yes.
and support you. That's
Yep.
great.
Yep. That's right. I am not personally on Instagram. But
But your
we our
stuff
company's on
is.
Instagram. Yeah,
But your
that's
stuff is.
right.
There you are. Yeah, you need it these days. You need to have the social media strategy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, Philip, this has been amazing. I'm gonna keep an eye on your progress. I'm actually thinking of maybe this would be a really good gift for
We
my
would love to hook you
parents.
up. Yes, we
Well,
would totally love to hook you up with one.
I think I might go for that. That might be fun. We got Mother's Day and Father's Day coming up very soon, so
That'd
that
be
might be a
awesome.
good gift for
Yes.
them.
Yeah, we do have a discount code for both of those as well. So
Okay. So people have to go to your website to get the discount code. Well, that is very cool.
yes. Yes. Thank you so much for having me on, and awesome too. We just appreciate the work you're doing. I think all these different angles, but these things matter, and we're sort of at a critical time in history, and it's pretty exciting to be a part of that. And so thank you for your work towards that. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. We need a lot of innovators and entrepreneurs, but inventors. I think you're the first actual inventor that I've had on for an actual device. I've had other
Cool.
people who've invented other products and things, but you're the first mechanical item inventor that I've had on. So this is a neat little niche, and
Awesome.
it's exciting to see people innovating in this space, and especially with your emphasis on the freshness, the high quality, the nutrient density. And it's
Yeah.
so important. It's so important. I mean, in a society where we're suffering from malnutrition and obesity at the same time, we need that nutritional density.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, amen.
Well, thank you for doing your part. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having us on.
This episode is brought to you in part by Foop Organic Biosciences. It's a revolutionary new plant food made with fish poop. It's Foop, but it's not even fair to call it plant food because it's so much more. It's in a category of its own, a spectrum of beneficial bacteria, 11 strains of mycorrhizae, fish manure, fish emulsion, seaweed, volcanic ash, minerals, and elements. Using Foop on your houseplants or garden is like a restock of all the micronutrients and macronutrients of the soil, plus a biological activity upgrade and repopulation boost. These products turn dirt into living soil. They're certified organic too. Foop comes in foliar spray, liquid cloning gel, and an inoculated biochar. Visit thefoop.com, that's www.thefoop.com, and use code REGEN, that's REGEN, at checkout for 10% off your entire order.